Some were born to light, some into the endless night. Baby, every man's got to find what's there behind the silver side. No, baby, would you take me tonight back into the garden of delight? Don't let the promise in your eyes ever stop burning up so bright. Sunlight in your head, those who live are those who dare. I'm coming back for you.
All right, we're back. Second hour, Incendiary Radio, coming your way. You want some good news for once? Transgender man who raped children under his care at a therapy center found dead in his jail cell. Transgender pedophile who confessed to raping numerous autistic children at a therapy center has been found dead in his jail cell. At least one of his victims was still in diapers. Another child was nonverbal. The Johnson County, Indiana Sheriff's Department confirmed that Liamere Kennedy was found unresponsive in his cell at approximately 9:32 a.m. on Friday. He confessed to molesting three children under his care, two of which were patients at the Hope Ridge Autism Therapy Care in Greenwood, Indiana, after his phone and laptop were given to police by a colleague. A probable cause affidavit stated Kennedy admitted to molesting a child while babysitting in October 2017. He claimed it happened once while changing the child's diaper. Kennedy told police that he chose to work at the center because it was a victim pool. The mother of one of the victims, a nonverbal child, told the state she began noticing changes in their behavior in January. More temper tantrums, more aggression, self-injuries, a lot more. They can't talk to us. They depend on them and us. For someone who we have to trust and they have to trust to do something like this, it's sickening. It's terrible. Investigators said Kennedy admitted to molesting one child during a diaper change and another child while tickling them. Court documents show Kennedy said one of the children had lust in their eyes and described it as feeling like Christmas when he touched the child. And so basically he was unresponsive in his cell on Friday, attempted to revive the predator using CPR. And no indication of foul play. It was most likely a suicide. So at least a creep goes on to his reward. And that's some good news, I guess. Where to go from here? You know, ivermectin, okay? So after bashing it for 3 years and watching millions die, FDA now admits doctors had every right to prescribe ivermectin as a legitimate treatment for COVID-19. See, this is how they expect the goldfish memory out of the American public and the public of the world, okay? So remember Terry Bradshaw talk about horse pastes going off on some football players and so forth. You know, they even had it on the NFL, people going off on ivermectin. I still remember Terry Bradshaw, Rachel Maddow, all of them. Now, there's people talking about ivermectin, okay, which is the main ingredient in, like, Raid and insect killer. And so they're trying to say that ivermectin is dangerous and whoever's pushing ivermectin is compromised, a shill. And so there's this whole thing going around out here in the alternative, you know, platforms that's saying anybody that says ivermectin is decent or a good drug or whatever. Now, ivermectin is actually pulled from this avermectin, and I guess it's dressed up in some sort of way where it's safe for humans, and it's an anti-parasite. Okay, so if if ivermectin kills insects, which are very hard to kill, ivermectin is some sort of diluted down derivative that kills parasites in humans and horses and animals and so forth. But there are people trying to now make the correlation saying, you see, anybody pushing ivermectin, they're giving you raid, they're giving you roach poison or whatever. So you'll see this floating around out here. Very interesting to watch, you know, whoever you think is a shill shilling, okay? Whether you think the people pushing ivermectin are actually pushing a poison on you or whatever, or you believe that there's shills that are saying that ivermectin is raid and people are trying to kill you by saying ivermectin can help cure cancer or, you know, whatever. Venom or the virus or the nanoparticle lipid, you know, stuff that's in COVID and the vaccines, you know, all this stuff. And so there's all these people that throw each other under the bus constantly in this kind of in the COVID sector alone. You know, Henry Macau had that that his latest article where it's talking about the, you know, and people covered this, what, a couple of years ago. Some prominent anti-vaxxers have Masonic ties, and he's going back to the Academy of Divine Knowledge, and it gets into David Icke, Judy Mikovits, Del Bigtree, Carrie Madej, RFK Jr., and all this stuff. And so, so you know, it's back to that. So everybody's, you know, calling each other shills and all the rest of it. It's fascinating to watch all this play out. You know, I mean, those of us people here in kind of just lay people trying to figure this out, it's crazy. So let's get clip three ready, Sam. And this is floating around everywhere. Karen Kingston on and been poisoned a few times. And, you know, I've read off her Substack and played clips where she was on Stu Peters all the time, really digging into these patents and so forth. And then there's this big dust up between her and Dr. Robert Malone. And so let's just listen to a little bit of this, and we'll come back and kind of
I am being hunted down right now like an animal for telling the truth, for giving people documentation so that they can protect their communities and protect their children. And that's why the government wants me dead, you know, and also because I criticized Dr. Malone. That's why the government wants me dead. And this was made very clear to me by Ernest Luke. Again, his last name is L-U-Q-E. He's in charge of Alpha Security. He worked for the FBI and the Pentagon. He said, there's a huge file on me. I guess, their number one target right now. I don't know why there isn't a sense of urgency to remove these. I don't know why RFK Jr. isn't saying, yes, Pfizer acted criminally. You should seize these shots. The sheriffs have the authority to do it. Every community should do it. If Dr. Malone is on our side, that's what he should say too. He says he wants these removed from the community. Then say, hey, Karen Kingston put together a letter to the sheriffs. They can remove these from your community. But no, what does Robert Malone say? He says that Pfizer is above all international laws for biowarfare. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. And you want to know when he said it? He said at the end of the Project Veritas video with Jordan Walker. So we have to stand up now like your lives depend on it. And the people that are going along with this plan, or people who have been intimidated. My friends in Florida were all intimidated. Some of them were harmed. One of my friends got poisoned so bad, his whole body swelled up, like to double the size, and his lips swelled up because they were working with me. My friends in Florida, because they were working with me, have been harassed, threatened, and they've tried to kill them. This has actually happened. So what do you think is going to happen as this plan progresses? They don't want Americans around anymore. If you go along with this plan, you also are going to be on the list eventually. So I think that those people who are going along with it, I just pray that they wake up and see what is happening. This nanoparticle technology is being used in the injections. It's being used in our food supply. It's being used in plants. It's being aerosolized. It's literally hijacking the cellular makeup of plants around the globe and algae in our oceans and our lakes. This is absolutely to the destruction of humanity, these nanoparticle technologies, and people need to understand that. And they need to seize the shots now. Now. You know, and I wish RFK Jr. would say, yes, you can seize the shots. These have caused more harm than good. In Chicago in 1982, I think it was, 7 people died from the Tylenol and a 12-year-old girl. And a mother went down to the police and said, you need to seize the shots. And a deputy chief said, I can't do that. She said, yes, you can. Not seize the shots, seize the Tylenol. So it's the same situation. We actually have, in Florida, Surgeon General Latipo identified over 16,000 Floridians that died from cardiac complications within 6 months, 3,500 within 1 month, after getting the nanoparticle technology injections, what we're calling vaccines. 16,000 people died in the state of Florida from these shots, according to Surgeon General Latipo, just from heart complications, and they couldn't attribute it to anything else. So why are the shots still in the state of Florida? Why aren't the sheriffs saying, okay, people in their own departments have suffered? Why aren't they taking these down? Why aren't they going out and getting the shots? Why are they going along with this plan? Right now, the problem is none of our leaders are recommending anything that can immediately stop this attack. I am, and that's why I'm being hunted down today, or the last couple weeks. I have not been in contact with any friends, any family, anyone for their own safety. This is the first time I've turned my cell phone on in 2 weeks. So it's for my safety and it's for your safety. But I want you guys to know I am being hunted down. And I would ask Dr. Robert Malone, you're friends with people in the CIA, okay, for the love of humanity. You know, I know you talked about transhumanism on Glenn Beck's show, but for the love of humanity, call off your friends at the CIA. This is who's hunting me down. And they're doing this to intimidate people. And I forgive my friends and any other people that I'm close to that stabbed me in the back. I've been set up to be poisoned. I was set up to be poisoned in Florida. That's the truth with that rental. I forgive you. I know that you were threatened. And people say, well, what, Karen, you know, why are you still doing this? And this may be the last time you guys ever see me, I'll be honest. I knew what I signed up for. But I'm sorry. But I chose to sacrifice instead of suffer. So when you sacrifice, you give everything, including your life, right? For the greater good. I chose to do that instead of suffer. So people that are going along with the plan out of intimidation or whatever reason, they're suffering, right? Because when you suffer, you're not willing to give up whatever you're afraid to lose, right? You're afraid to lose stuff, so you suffer through that anxiety. You're being threatened, and you're suffering through it. And to me, I just gave everything up to God. I shouldn't be here today. I am protected because of God. And I just praise God. I've been reading Psalms every day, you know, written by King David, over and over again. And I've been praying over and over again for a hedge of protection. And again, if you wonder where I am, I'm at Barcelomaya. It's in Mexico, because I was not safe in the United States. All those cameras throughout Southern California and all the cameras in Collier County, it's ridiculous. You're tracked everywhere. So I came somewhere where I thought I was safe. But I'm not safe anywhere. People know where I am. Again, my room gets sprayed. My water gets contaminated. My food does as well. So, I don't know, Mickey Willis, if you're listening, Steve Kirsch, Mike Adams, you know, please talk to Dr. Robert Malone to call off the CIA. He's friends with them. Call off the CIA from hunting me down for the love of humanity. And I'd like to know who told the CIA
all right, go ahead and stop it
to
there.
Kill me.
Go ahead and stop it there. I mean, you know, as a person that is just you know, trying to figure this out, just like you, the listener. I'm nobody special. I'm just a regular guy that does radio for the last freaking 9 years. I'm no smarter than any of you. When you watch this stuff unfold, and, you know, we all get jaded, we all get twisted, apprehensive about people. You know, if this is on the up and up, it's very, very crazy. I mean, insane where we're at. We've got a mercenary breaking into the program, Chance in West Virginia. Chance, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, so, well, Robert, I'm sorry to bust in, but I've been listening to Hal Turner on the shortwave for the last couple of weeks, and he's been filling the audience in about what's going on in Niger. Now, this is going to be the new Ukraine diversion. This is going to be the new Ukraine. The head of this ECOWAS, I don't know if you heard about the ECOWAS, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The head of the ECOWAS he laundered money in Chicago, heroin money. He's the head of this ECOWAS organization. Now, there's a handful of countries that are against Niger. France and the United States are against Niger. So this is going to be the next diversion. This is going to be the next Ukraine. And I was just wondering what you think about that.
Well, you know, you get into France's relationship with Africa, okay? They're probably at the, you know, right there with England. Now, England's backed off as far as surface, like, colonial behavior, okay? They were huge in Africa, Rhodesia, the whole nine yards. But right. France has been active, French Foreign Legion and everything else. You know, I've met Legion guys when I was in Africa myself. And France has been actively involved with African affairs for long, 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 long time. And France, if you dig into who France, what they represent, you've got both Jewish interests and Vatican interests that control France, and right. So this is they've always played around in Africa. They've always done dirty things in Africa, and so, you know, this to me, when I look at this stuff, and I'm like, nothing new under the sun. And whenever you see the French involved in Africa, you just go back throughout this history of their relationship to all these countries. And whether it blows up into the size of the Ukraine, I don't know enough about Niger and what, you know, remember
I think
the...
it might, Robert, if you don't mind me interrupting, because there's so many natural resources in Niger.
Yeah. Remember the Valerie Plame and her husband, the CIA people, and the yellow cake from Niger stuff during the Bush administration, the uranium. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let me, you know, Europe and the United States has been raping Africa of their natural resources for so long. Niger finally got fed up with this. And you know, I agree with the military coup. They got rid of that puppet. What's his name? Bazoum? Mohamed Bazoum? They got rid of this clown. And you got a handful of countries. Ivory Coast, Guinea, Nigeria, that are going against Niger now. So I'm starting to think. And the head of this ECOWAS, I don't know if you heard. I can't recall his name. But he laundered heroin money out of Chicago.
Did you listen to that Catherine Austin Fitz clip I played about 20 something more countries trying to get in with BRICS?
Yeah.
You're seeing a tearing asunder of basically the entire world, where the players are saying it's like two poles. You've got BRICS arising now, and so you're having a whole bunch of people gravitating towards alliance. And then you have the old Western NATO, you know, G7, G20, blah, 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 alliance. And so countries are getting vacuumed into the BRICS. That's why I wonder, is the BRICS just the next banker's stepchild mechanism of control for the world? So they'll take down the West, and or they'll make it, you know, kind of a bipolar thing with China and Russia and all these BRICS folks, India, Brazil, South Africa, and then they'll suck a bunch of these other countries into that, and then we'll have a new managerial class, and then you know, the West can dry up and blow away, as Bibi Netanyahu talked about.
This is why the Western powers are going full tilt boogie now. This is why, with between the wildfires, and now they're going to get involved in Niger, and here we go, Ukraine number two. They're trying.
Well,
to
think
divert.
think about what else could come out of Niger. Is the next pandemic? You see, we had this war over here, and the next thing you know, all these soldiers are there, and this mysterious disease pops out, and then all these soldiers come home to all their various countries, and guess what? Pandemic.
Yeah, well, I didn't look at it that way, but you might have a point there. But I'm seeing an attack on Niger from the Western powers, along with ECOWAS. This is what I'm seeing to divert our attention, and then more wildfires, of course. This is so evil and dastardly what's going on now. And I just figured I'd bring that up to you because I see something happening in Niger very, very soon. I see our country and the European scumbag powers moving on them, along with the help of ECOWAS. ECOWAS, what is it, economic? I can't recall what it is now. It's a handful of countries that are going against Niger. And like I said, the head of this organization was a money launderer, heroin money launderer from Chicago. So in other words, Western powers in our country are siding with him to go against Niger.
Well, they always have puppets that they install into these regimes to manage that certain area, country, that sort of thing. That's just the model. We know that. They've been doing that
for. But I think Niger is saying, hey, this is it. This is where we draw the line. And God bless them for that. Well, Robert, thank you for letting me break in now. Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
It's all good, buddy. Have a good one.
You too now. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Now since we talked about this next pandemic, which, you know, we've had a bunch of different ones that they've kind of, let's just say, thrown at the wall to see what sticks. This atheist Jew, Sam Harris, who's a big debater, and he goes on with Rogan and all these places, he's talking about the next pandemic, and let's just listen to, you see, because they're about to try to run this again sometime very, very soon. It could be for next year, for the next selection process. Let's listen to Sam Harris talking about forced inoculations. Go ahead and roll four, number four.
You know, but dial up the deadliness of the pathogen. You know, give us something like, you know, airborne Ebola that incubates for a month. You don't know you have it, and you walk around spreading it, and it's got, you know, a 75% fatality rate, and it's mostly killing kids. No one gets to make that choice anymore. I mean, then literally the cops come in and vaccinate you. And I would say that all of us would agree to that the moment, again, that you turn up the lethality on the pathogen, you turn up the effectiveness of the vaccine, you turn down the risk of the vaccine. Give me a truly safe vaccine where there's not even one documented case of vaccine injury, right? So that then you just have to be completely crazy to be worried about being vaccinated in that kind of environment. then it's just a no-brainer. Then we just don't tolerate a diversity of opinion because the stakes are too high. It's a full-on emergency. Bodies of kids are being stacked up in parks, right? We there's so many of them, we don't know what to do with them. We've got these mobile morgues, and we have a vaccine that actually works, and then we've got RFK Jr. saying, you know, maybe you don't want, you know, maybe you don't want to get the jab on Rogan's podcast, right? That's the world I've been worried about ever since COVID.
What a turd. Because he's clicked in with these people. He knows they're going to run another scenario. Let's get clip 16 ready, Sam. And of course, this one's been played all over the place, but I wanted to have it in the archives for posterity of Senator Ron Johnson. He's very, very far in danger of having some sort of an accident, heart attack, of something else. He really is hitting the third rail. Go ahead and play 16.
I mean, it's just extraordinary to me that, you know, the government was working with social media to amplify lies and suppress truth and has been doing so repeatedly. Why couldn't the American people know that, you know, there were other alternatives to treat COVID? Why can't the American people know that there were side effects with the vaccine?
This is all pre-planned by an elite group of people. That's what I'm talking about. Event 201 that occurred in late 2019, prior to the rest of us knowing about this pandemic. Again, this is very concerning in terms of what has happened, what is happening, what continues to be planned for our loss of freedom. Again, it needs to be exposed, but unfortunately, there are very few people, even in Congress, that are willing to take a look at this. They all push the vaccine. They don't want to, you know, be made aware of the fact that the vaccines might have caused injuries, might have caused death. So many people just simply don't want to admit they were wrong, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure that they're not proven wrong. We're up against a very powerful group of people here, Maria. But, you know, fortunately, you say, what can we do? Well, you know, we do have reporters like yourself, like John Solomon, other people that have the courage to report the truth against the mainstream media and against the narrative. But that's the only way this is going to be solved, is we need the truth to be exposed. We need more Americans to listen to the truth, to be exposed to the truth, to pull their heads out of the sand, quite honestly, open up their eyes and understand what has happened in this country. We are going down a very dangerous path, but it's a path that is being laid out and planned by an elite group of people that want to take total control over our lives. And that's what they're doing bit by bit. They do it by increasing massive government spending, increase the size of government, takeover of the WHO. These amendments that are coming up that are going to be voted on in 2024 on the WHO are frightening, and they really risk taking away all of our sovereignty. People have to awaken to the dangers of the moment.
Well, Ron Johnson, you're treading in a place where it's very dangerous. I know you're one of 100 senators. Hey, and I appreciate you saying it, and the way that you squeaked that race out against that black Marxist in Wisconsin was nothing short of almost miraculous. You know, the Wisconsin Supreme Court just went full-blown Marxist. And so, Rand Paul, you know, had his ribs broken, damn near got attacked in D.C., out on the streets. Now Ron Johnson saying this. You've got a few people in Congress that are willing to, I mean, go there. When he's talking Event 201, you know, that's the gang. That's Bill Gates and Johns Hopkins cabal. Center for Health Security, that's total hardcore, like way, way, way deep state stuff. And so we'll see how this turns out, but keep your eye on Ron Johnson. He's not safe.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk,
real people, because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John, the founder of Mike.
With communists trying to get into our heads, take over the media with Fox, they force feed ya. Come on, all you whites, fight the red that is red. Come on, all you whites, fight the threat that is red. Encourage such mixing to us, it is sick. They say for the third world we must provide bread. Just for one occasion, let's think of our own nations. Come on, all you whites, fight the threat that is red. Come on, all you whites, fight the threat that is red.
All right, we're back. Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So you had Elon Musk pressuring old Greenblatt Nosferatu at the ADL about this genocidal ethos floating around in South Africa. And I would just say that it's floating around in every country where there are white people, thanks to the back channel behavior of people like Greenblatt and all of the Jewish supremacist organizations out here that like to cloak their behaviors as a bulwark against white supremacy. And then they have all their little people floating around in the black community that buy up their baloney, just slurp up the BS Kool-Aid like it's no tomorrow. And so ADL statement on Kill the Boer, August 9th. ADL today issued a statement in response to the recent debate over the song Kill the Boer and baseless claims of white genocide that have been made by right-wing extremists and particularly white supremacists in the United States for years. Jonathan Greenblatt, ADL CEO and National Director, issued the following statement. ADL is focused on fighting the surge of global anti-Semitism, but we have observed the recent debate over the song Kill the Boer. While it is a historic protest song that called for the dismantlement of the racist apartheid system in South Africa, its crude lyrics could be interpreted as a call for violence. Yeah, Kill the Boer. That's not a call. Oh, that's just a protest song of apartheid. At a time when intensifying political tensions worldwide, we see time and again that words matter and people, especially those in public life, should refrain from expressions that invoke the threat of violence. Such rhetoric can prompt real world consequences. Yeah, like the killing of all these farmers again and again and again, constantly. This is true in the physical world. This is true on social media, including X. It has no place. At the same time, baseless claims of white genocide have been made by right-wing extremists in the U.S. They're baseless, you see. All the people, all the anti-white rhetoric in the universities, Jewish media, in the black grievance industry pimps like Umar Johnson and others. Such whale charge has been used to excuse hate, to justify harassment, and to rationalize violence. Yeah, all the violence is white on black, right? Oh, no black on white violence. It's in the stratosphere. This is an issue the ADL has tracked for decades, and we will continue to call it out. Yeah, you'll continue to obfuscate, cloak yourselves, do all those little machinations that you do to cover the fact that you and your cabal are behind the, let's just say, what word do I want to choose here? The escalation of anti-white rhetoric. The agitation of especially our black population against whites. It's all you guys. You guys know it, but you like to play that you're the umpire or the referee in this thing. And then somebody from Information Liberation says, no doubt the ADL would have a similarly nuanced take if EFF leader Julius Malema was chanting, kill the Jews. Right? Just think if they were saying, Greenblatt's lukewarm response in this case with the time in 2018 when he threatened the entire country of Iceland that if they dare to ban circumcision, then the ADL will use their power over the media to destroy their tourism industry by smearing their island nation as being associated with Nazism. Well, let's have a little fun before the show gets out. Let's have a little fun with Alex Jones, and he had Blair White, this transgender, on the broadcast. So let's start with clip 14. This is a short from Blair White's channel. And then we'll listen to a little bit of Nick Fuentes talking about it. Let's go ahead and play clip 14, that short, real quick.
You look like a woman. Blair White's done nothing wrong. Your bones look like a woman. We're very blessed to have you as an amazing, beautiful, smart person. My genetics says this is a woman. You're an articulate, amazing person, a beautiful person. The way God works mysterious ways, it creates beautiful things. It just shows you how God works in mysterious ways. I know this in my heart. You're a good person. You love the children. You're the perfect spokesperson. This is what they probably should have done over at Bud Light. But inherently, at a spiritual level, I realize that God's working through you. And it's an amazing thing. Blair's a good person. You look like a woman.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Now let's get 15 ready. And Nick Fuentes was commenting on this. Basically, it's pretty funny. So let's roll a little bit of that.
So Blair White's on the show. And as you know, he's a conservative tranny, allegedly. But what was remarkable was Alex Jones' interview of this guy. And Blair White posted a clip, an edit, from the interview where Alex Jones is just gushing over this tranny, over this transsexual, saying, you're beautiful. And when I look at you, my brain tells me you're a woman and you're so special and you're a gift from God and we need more like you. You're the perfect representative and blah, blah. For 2 minutes. 2 minutes of highlights from this interview. And I don't know how many segments. Maybe it was a few segments. But highlighted edited all the highlights together where Alex Jones is just gushing. He shows Blair White his phone screen. His screensaver, his lock screen, is Blair White in a bikini. He said, Bud Light should have put you on the can. So that's the argument now. We need a conservative, not Dylan Mulvaney, that woke tranny. We need a conservative tranny. We don't need a woke tranny who is facial feminization surgery and boobs and long hair and lipstick and makeup. We need all that, but conservative. And then put that guy on Bud Light. And anyone could watch that and say, clearly, this guy's not a conservative. And I'm not, and by the way, I'm not saying this to attack Alex Jones. I like Alex Jones. Like I said, I've said this many times, he's a good guy. We have severe disagreements. But he's a good guy, and I like him, and I respect him. But he's wrong on this. And this is not a personal attack. But I think anybody's first reaction would be to say, I mean, this man, just by definition, is not a conservative. Not an attack. That's just by definition the truth. Because conservatism or right-wing politics is grounded in a moral law. It's grounded in a natural law. It's grounded in what you might call common sense, conscience, perennial wisdom, primordial truths, such that, or such as, I should say, that men should be men and women should be women and those mean things. That's like the basis, that's the foundation. And we know that Alex Jones is not that because he supports transsexuals and he supports homosexuals and he supports effectively all this LGBT stuff. He supports the drug use and all of it. He's an individualist, Protestant, libertarian. Okay, fair enough. We disagree. And my first reaction, my first impulse is to say, well, like, this is a problem. Like, this guy can't really be a spokesman because he's really not right-wing. He's not conservative. And it's not, the problem isn't he's not conservative. The problem is conservatism is correct. This is deeply immoral. That's the problem.
He is promoting, go ahead and stop it there.
Transgender.
You know, Hunter Biden's lawyer absurdly claims there's no chance Hunter's foreign business deals cross the line. And I haven't paid a lot of attention to the whole cases on Hunter Biden and all this, but I saw the picture of the guy, the lawyer, Abby Lowell. And I'm like, man, I've been seeing this guy around for 20-something years. I saw the face, this Jewish guy. And I'm like, this SOB's been around in politics forever. And so I pulled up his little Wikipedia. Represented numerous high-profile political figures. Bob Menendez, the guy that likes to go down to the Dominican Republic and smash little girls or whatever. John Edwards. Remember John Edwards? That was Kerry's running mate. A big scandal. Jared Kushner. Jim Wright. Dan Rostenkowski. Charles Keating. Gary Condit. Remember the whole, what was that girl's name? The Jewish girl. Chandra Levy. Remember, I mean, doesn't that just seem like ages ago? All these stories. You know, and of course, he's been an adjunct professor at law at the Jesuits Georgetown Law Center. I mean, chief minority counsel to the U.S. House of Representatives, Democratic members during the impeachment of Bill Clinton and the Lewinsky scandal. It's just crazy. And I just like, you know what, I know this guy and I want to look at him real quick. What else here? I wanted to get through some of these articles. Fauci, recently released documents revealed Dr. Fauci and Collins received at least 58 vaccine royalty payments from Big Pharma and Chinese Russian entities. And they're saying that this could be it could be up to like hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay. So hundreds, and hijacker sent me this, hundreds of government employees in San Francisco told to work from home due to the high levels of crime in the area. So people that work for Health and Human Services and blah, 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 they're like, just stay home and work from there. We don't want you to get robbed on your way to on your way to and from the books to and from work. I'm on another site now. Openthebooks.com has the skinny and download of one of the best kept secrets of the pandemic. Royalties for NIH scientists. And there's all these royalties and so forth. All these people are getting, how sick, you know, Leo Zagami, he just released a new book, Confessions of Illuminati 9, right? And but basically, he's talking about this new chatbot was personified, and he's talking about this cyber Satan, kind of like Image of the Beast stuff, right? And an AI-generated avatar preaching to 300 people at an experimental Lutheran church service, almost entirely generated by AI. Now AI, a.k.a. Cyber Satan, is formally starting its takeover of the Catholic Church with a new AI monstrosity set up by U.S. entrepreneur Matthew Sanders, who stated a few days ago that a new AI project, which his company has helped create, could be a game changer for the Catholic Church, which is already collaborating how to make this a realization for the masses. Sanders, who is the founder and CEO of Longbeard, a U.S.-based software company that created Magisterium AI, a growing data set of church documents and algorithms to make the church's teachings more accessible, and explained that his core objective is to help make Catholic insider church teaching available to anyone in the world on any device in their native language. But as in the case of ChatGPT, it seems there's much more than meets the eye. Currently in their experimental stage, Sanders told the press that Magisterium AI is primarily targeted for formators and teachers of the faith to help priests enrich their homilies, facilitate catechism classes, and assist parents in catechizing their children. But Sanders conceded that a lot more work needs to be done on Magisterium AI before it's fully workable, and one of the main focal points is to create a wholly comprehensive knowledge base on magisterial teaching. The programmers are currently uploading 20 documents a day, Sanders said, but added, we still have a long way to go. So, and when you talk about the ghost in the machine and quantum computing and all that stuff with Jordy Rose, which I covered all these years, over the years, this is demonic infestation of the silicon kind of circuit world posing as artificial intelligence. And I have that spiritual belief right now, and you, if you disagree, you disagree. I don't care. But I have the belief that this is some way where the computer world gets open to the spiritual realm, and then you have, posing as an artificial intelligence, some sort of a demonic force. Pope Francis issues a curb on Opus Dei's influence. It appears that decades of complaints by local bishops against the abusive intrusion of Opus Dei have at least been heard. Opus Dei has been demoted from an entity superior to every other to the least of all those in the church, and their lay members have been placed under the spiritual care and authority of the local pastors of the church, constituted in accord with apostolic tradition. So, and this is from Rome.info, at least, and this might shock my readers, but I can at last say that I totally agree with at least one juridical act of Pope Francis. He has done the right thing, and in a way which is both charitable and decisive, he has applied the proper cure, without rehashing all the dirty laundry, I nevertheless pray that all those who have been injured by Opus Dei in any way bring their complaints even more forcefully to the public purview so that the entire church may see how this move was. So Opus Dei probably getting, you know, you got the Jesuits, and then you got Opus Dei, and I guess the Pope Francis, anti-Pope Francis, was ordered to put the smackdown on Opus Dei. I guess they were getting a little too big for their britches in the church, probably causing all kinds of crazy stuff. And you can, you know, I've been talking about Opus Dei forever. They come out of Spain, just like the Jesuits. Monsignor Escriva, who was made a saint by Wojtyla, Pope John II. A lot of people are looking into Vivek Ramaswamy, okay? Smooth talker, has all the catchy phrases and sound bites, charismatic, seems very likable, but a wolf in sheep's clothing. And people are starting to talk about it. Be aware of the men that randomly appear saying all the things you want to hear in the most professional way. Bingo, exactly what I've been saying. Vivek reminds me of a smooth talker like Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Obama Bin Laden and Big Mike. Remember, we warned the people to support him. Vivek Ramaswamy finally gets grilled on Candace Owens' podcast for his flip-flopping, believes 2020 wasn't stolen via ballot fraud, supported Mike Pence on J6, wants to re-enter the TPP, wants no cap for educated immigrants, wanted everyone to get the vax. I've called him out. Vivek says he wants America to re-enter Obama's TPP trade deal and says President Trump made a poor decision by pulling out. So people, you know, his big pharma business is actually just a giant fraud, exposing a multi-billion-dollar fraud. So people are saying that his business, you know, I'm not going to go into all this stuff, but kind of interesting, you know, as this guy's on the rise, part of the WEF allegedly, at some point, and then I guess has tried to kind of sever this ties and so forth, but very fascinating. You know, a lot of people, I played last week about that Chinese guy, Dr. Matthew Lau, speaking about throwing some alpha-gal molecule found in the Lone Star tick to make people not want to eat meat. You know, so a lot of people, are, you know, InfoWars did a bunch of work on it this week. So this is getting out there that, you know, these people have all kinds of agendas tied up in these injections and these constant need for them. That's why they're going to have to come up with something else soon here for another round of injections. Up on State of the Nation, more proof that Operation Maui Inferno was a well-planned false flag pyro-terrorist operation. That's a really good article there with a lot of different stuff. It's definitely worth reading. You know, you had this Kansas newspaper in the owner's house raided and 98 years old, ends up dying from it. That's all over the place. Is anyone surprised? Drought causes 154 ship traffic jam at the Panama Canal. Are these droughts manufactured? This on Strange Sounds. In this interesting video, you'll learn why the Panama Canal droughts are on of the real threats to the U.S. in case of war with China. Yeah, remember Hutchison Whampoa years ago in the 90s took control of both ends of the Panama Canal. That was a huge dust-up in the Clinton administration. You know, I was a John Bircher back then, and they had huge articles. I probably have them in the basement somewhere in the New American about giving over control of the Panama Canal to the Chinese. Let's play this real quick. Sam, get clip 6 ready. You know where you check that you're not a robot? When you're going onto certain sites, especially if you're about to buy something, this and that. Let's listen to clip 6.
didn't realize was when you click I'm not a robot, what it actually does when you press that button, they're collecting data at the same time. Have a listen.
Ticking the box is not the point. It's how you behaved before you ticked the box that is analyzed. Oh. Broadly speaking, you tick the box and it prompts the website to check your browsing history. So let us say, for example, just before you ticked the box, you watched a couple of cat videos, you, I don't know, liked a tweet about Greta Thunberg, you checked your Gmail account before you got down to work. All of that makes them think that you must be a human. Essentially, when you are clicking I am not a robot, you are instructing the site to have a look at your data and decide for, itself.
Let me get this right. When you tick I am not a robot, it can go through your history.
Yeah, you're authorizing it.
Yeah, you're telling it it's okay. Go and have a look what I've been looking at.
This really disappoints
me. I had no idea.
All right. So, very, very fascinating. Where was I going to go with this? You know, you've got so many things happening here. So, why are so many apocalyptic natural disasters suddenly happening all over the globe? That was from Michael Snyder 2 days ago. Well, you got a couple different answers here. One of them is it's synthetic. A lot of it's caused by rogue government actors, mafia forces. The other is it's judgment. Judgment that are kind of written in the prophetic works, especially the Bible, of course, the main prophetic work. That most of us in our sector kind of look at for foretelling kind of big future events coming our way. China expert claims Beijing will bring war to the West by 2024. So, invasion of Taiwan likely before the end of 2024. Trump's been saying this. Depending on who's in office, or who's coming into office is a big thing. Right now, the Democrat Party would just let China take Taiwan. Okay. Now, depending on if you really believe that we've given up we've depleted all of our resources in the Ukraine almost purposefully to weaken our readiness. I mean, if that's true, that's high treason within itself. To deplete our military readiness resources in a place on the border of Russia where allegedly the most nefarious things have been going on, biolabs, trafficking of children, trafficking of organs, money laundering, the whole Burisma and everything else. Strange days on the horizon. I hope you enjoy the broadcast. We'll see you next time.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com.
We make pigs fly.
Cows, too.
Easehoff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.